Message 3.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be here. Today is a major milestone for Microsoft as our first developers conference here in China. The key partnerships we build with software developers around the world are central not only to the success of Windows, but also to realize the great possibilities that PC technology provides. It's through applications of every variety that businesses will be using the personal computer as the tool of the information age. It's rather amazing how fast this innovation is moving. Even to people like myself that are deeply involved in the industry, to go and see the improvements in every element taking place on a yearly basis is quite fantastic. Of course, one of the driving factors in this business is the exponential increase in processor performance. There's no doubt that the magic chip capabilities as delivered through the advanced Intel microprocessors really are allowing us to think of applications that never would have been possible before. The PC industry is one of the few industries that can deliver both lower price equipment at the same time as improving the capabilities. The storage systems are now delivering gigabytes of storage as a standard capability. Over 80 million PCs are being sold a year. And the server market, the higher performance machines that these PCs network with, that's the fastest growing part of the business. The performance of those servers is increasing not only because the individual processors are faster, but also because we're using multiple processor machines, so-called SMP design, and clustering those together. We're also improving the high-end software on the server level. So a year ago, the fastest transaction benchmark using PC technology was about 6,000 transactions a minute. Today, that's more than doubled to over 14,000 transactions a minute. And I can say with great confidence that during the next year, we'll more then double that again. It's fair to say that even the most demanding applications now can be handled with PC technology. At the same time as we have this power, we also need to improve the simplicity of the machine to make the interface easier to work with. And I'll talk today at the end of my presentation about some of the research that we're doing in areas like handwriting and vision and linguistics. These are going to make the machines far more natural than they are today and make it clear to everyone that these tools of the information age are for everyone, not just people with particular expertise in computer technology. Microsoft has a vision for where the PC is going. And that vision says that PCs will become a central element of how companies share information, The name of that vision is the so-called digital nervous system, allowing companies to reduce paperwork and make better decisions. The digital nervous system means that not only do you have the PCs and they're connected together, and not only do you have standard elements like electronic mail, but also you've really thought carefully about what information is important. And so all of the processes, order taking, sales planning, personnel management, project management, all of those have been set up to take full advantage of the capabilities of the computer. By empowering everyone in a company to have the information they need and allowing them to focus in on what really counts, not only will customer service improve, but the ability to collaborate with partners around the world will be very straightforward. It's fair to say that the key platform for the digital nervous system is the combination of the internet with the PC. The benefit of this kind of system is even clearer when you're dealing with surprises. And in this economy, there's all kinds of surprises, whether it's new regulations or a customer who wants a product in a different way, something a competitor is doing. And these systems are particularly good at allowing one company to do better than other companies in dealing with these unplanned events. So it's really saying that the modern companies will not only have the technology, but use it in a very deep fashion for competitive advantage. The building blocks that allow a company to have the world's best digital nervous system are very simple. In fact, most companies are investing in these things today. The up-to-date computer, the productivity tools, the email, which I think will become very standard. Today, when you get business cards, it's not that common to have an electronic mail address. I think in 5 to 10 years, here in China, most business people will have an electronic mail address. And it won't just be simple messages that are being exchanged. All the things that are done on paper forms today, where you have to fill out information, those will shift over into the electronic form. Now, since every business has particular needs, line of business applications are important to fill out the picture. These are not applications that Microsoft will be building. We rely on other companies to do the vertical applications. On a global basis, that includes companies like SAP or Bonn or PeopleSoft. And I think there's incredible opportunities for lots of new companies in this area. In fact, one of our big priorities here in China is to help companies build these new business applications. In some cases, these are applications that in the past would have been built on Unix and are now moving to Windows NT. And in other cases, these are new applications that are being built from the very beginning to take advantage of NT and its rich server capabilities.